Good morning, everybody. It's time for us to begin. I'd like to welcome everybody to our worship service this morning. As far as out of town and the sick list, I don't know of anyone in particular to announce new this morning. We just keep those regular ones we have in our prayers, but thankfully there's no additions to that as well. If there's anything that needs to be known, please be sure to let me know. I'll get that announced the next time. As far as I have for the rest of the announcements, there are a number of gospel meetings and other meetings happening in the area. Gardendale is having a meeting with David Maxson. That's February 25th through 28th, so that's next week, Sunday through Wednesday. And Oak Mountain is also having a meeting with Brett Hogland. Those are at the same time, February 25th through 28th. And those are both posted on the bulletin board in the back. Market Street Church is also having a singing this Friday, February 23rd, at 7 p.m., if you'd like to attend to that. That's all I have in those announcements. So as far as our worship services will go, we'll have a moment of silence. And Brother Bob will have our scripture reading, which is Leviticus 25. Leviticus 25, verses 35 through 40. After that, I will lead us in our opening prayer. Brother Noah will have our song service, and his numbers are posted to my right, first one being 37. Brother Steve Friesen will have our will head the Lord's table this morning. And then Brother David Oglesby will lead us in our closing prayer. We'll now begin with a moment of silence and then have our scripture reading.
Good morning. If you haven't, please turn to Leviticus, the 25th chapter, starting at verse 35. Leviticus 25, verse 35 through 40. If one of your brethren becomes poor and falls into poverty among you, then you shall help him like a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with you. Take no usury or interest from him, but fear your God, that your brother may live with you. You shall not lend him your money for usury, nor lend him your food at a profit. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God. And if one of your brethren who dwells by you becomes poor and sells himself to you, you shall not compel him to serve as a slave. As a hired servant and a sojourner he shall be with you, and he shall serve you until the year of Jubilee. Go to Heavenly Father in prayer next.
If you'll bow with me, please. Our dear, most wonderful, exalted Heavenly Father, we come before you at this time, so thankful and mindful of the power that you possess, how great you are, how you are our loving Father. Lord, we thank you for this time that you've blessed us with, that we might wake up this morning to enjoy another day that you provided in the world that you've created, that we can come together and at this particular time to offer a service of worship to you. Lord, we thank you for our brethren that we do this with, that we can enjoy the company of one another, that you've made the provision of the church, that we can always rely and comfort one another and to help each other in a walk on this earth, that we might all strive to be perfect as your Son was perfect on the earth. Lord, we ask that you be with us as we go about this service, that we might have our hearts and our minds focused and in tune with your will, with all the aspects of the service. We ask that you receive it and that you would we pray that it's pleasing in your sight. Lord, we pray for those who are unable to join with us this morning as well, for those who might be dealing with either physical ailments on this earth or spiritual ailments as they strive against sin. And Lord, we ask that you be with them, that they might be able to understand your will and how to be saved and knowing you and your Son. Lord, we pray for those of our number who have various going-ons in their life. We pray for Sister Sarah and her pregnancy. We ask that you be with her and Noah as they bring a new child to the earth, that they might bring a family who knows you and loves you, and to add more to the church because of them. Lord, we pray that you be with us now, that all of our service would be pleasing to you because of the things that we do here in spirit and in truth. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Repented of my sins and won the Near the very end of Jesus' life, he uttered three little words. It is finished. And as I was thinking about these words, it occurred to me that it's more than just that his life was over. When he uttered those words, it is finished, the plan was finished, completed. He chose the time, the place, and the method of his sacrifice. We know this because when he was teaching in the temple, the Jews sought to kill him, but he passed right through. He told Pilate, "You have no power over me, but that which was given to you." So he was in control. He was in control. But the most important part for us is that sin was finished. From the time of the garden, people had been sinning, and we continue to do so today. But when he said it is finished, it wasn't like the animal sacrifices of old, where it was essentially just kicking the can down the road. If we repent and are obedient to the teachings of Christ and the apostles, it is finished for us means, like this whiteboard, our sins are erased. How God can do that, remember them no more. I'm a human, I don't understand it. People who commit things against me, I remember. But God does not remember our sins because of what Christ did. And in addition to that, it is finished means that we have the hope to rise again. Death is not the end, just the beginning of eternity. And that is our hope. That is truly our hope. Let's go to our Father in prayer for the bread to remind us of the body offered. Our great and glorious Father in heaven, we're so truly thankful of the body of your Son that was freely offered by him upon a cross, subjecting himself to your will, to freely offer himself as a sin offering for our sin. His body was cruelly mistreated by men, and yet he was in control. He chose to do this for us, and help us to always be mindful that he chose to do this for us, to become a living sacrifice of flesh and blood. As we break this bread, we want to be reminded of his body. Freely offered. Please bless this bread to us. Help it to nourish us away in a way that no food ever can, by reminding us of the price that was paid for our souls. We ask this in Christ's most holy name. Amen. Let's continue our prayer. Our Father in heaven, we're also so truly blessed to be able to partake of this cup. Father, we ask your blessing upon it. Help it to truly remind us of the blood of your Son, cleansing us in a way that no animal blood ever could do, but through the holy blood of your Son, wash us clean to where you will remember our sins no more when we repent. Thank you for this blessing that this cup offers. Help us to always be mindful of the true price that was paid for our sins upon that cross at Calvary. We ask this in Christ's most holy name. Amen.
See you. We choose this time to now set aside an offering before the Lord. Let us go to our Father in prayer. Our great and glorious Father in heaven, creator of all things. Father, as we bring this offering before you, we know that nothing we have or can do for you is necessary for you. But yet you ask us to give back in a faithful manner, cheerfully and graciously, so that the work here at this church may continue. Father, we pray that you will bless this offering, that the ones who disperse these funds will do so in a manner that is pleasing in your sight, recognizing that your way is the only way that it should be spent. Please help us to give back so cheerfully as you have so graciously given to us, providing for all of our needs in such a loving and kind manner. Thank you for the blessing of your Son who died upon the cross. We ask this prayer for this offering in his name. Amen.
Come, let us all unite.